The Foxconn plant was announced last summer with great fanfare. President Donald Trump led a White House event highlighting the factory that Foxconn says could eventually employ 13,000 people. There was more excitement recently in Milwaukee. Dozens of people gathered on the 32nd floor of a skyscraper to hear that Taiwan-based Foxconn would develop a North American headquarters downtown. Foxconn's Louis Wu said the HQ will be a center for innovation and development and a magnet to attract younger workers.
We want to take advantage of the youthfulness, the vibrant, and also as John just introduced me to a new concept, it's called easy living in the Wisconsin, right?
Foxconn's headquarters plan doesn't seem controversial. It's a different story at the plant site to the south. Roadside construction crews are already laying water pipe in the village of Mount Pleasant, about 5 miles from Lake Michigan. Resident Kelly Gallagher says this is just the beginning of disruption. She worries about losing hundreds of acres of area farmland and stormwater runoff.
What are they going to do with all the water? You have all of these fields that when it rains or when it snows, it absorbs the water. We are now going to have parking lots and rooftops on big buildings. Where is that water going to go?
State officials say there are safeguards. All project activities will have to comply with state and federal stormwater and floodplain standards. And as groundbreaking approaches this spring, Foxconn says it will follow environmental regulations for the factory. Meanwhile, dozens of landowners who are being asked to sell to Foxconn or Mount Pleasant have hired lawyers. Attorney Thomas Devine says he and his clients realize that Foxconn would create thousands of jobs.
I certainly understand the greater good argument. Unfortunately, the grist for that mill are the people who have to give up their homes.
Along Lake Michigan, a potentially broader controversy is bubbling. Water rushes through a filtering process at the Racine Water Utility. Racine wants to send 7 million gallons a day of lake water to the Foxconn property. State approval is needed under the 2008 Great Lakes Compact because part of the Foxconn plant would lie outside the Great Lakes Basin. Jenny Trick, a local economic development official, is confident drinking water and wastewater treatment plants would protect Lake Michigan.
There's always the concern that people are good stewards, but I'm thankful that we have some very good partners that have some very high success rates to make sure that this natural resource is protected.
But environmental attorneys question the legality of Foxconn's water diversion plan. Jody Habish-Sinikin is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. She contends Racine shouldn't be able to supply Great Lakes water for the primary benefit of one private company like Foxconn. She says the multi-state compact limits diversions to public purposes, largely residential.
It's another wrinkle in this particular end run, and that's what we're seeing this as an end run around the compact.
Critics also note that some safeguards aren't available. Foxconn got an exemption from filing a state environmental impact statement. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Chuck Kornbach.